hello, my love. I am back. Just one moment. Thank you for accompanying me on my outing, dear one. You are most welcome. You may be excused, all right? Now, you, come here. I have not had a chance to embrace you all day, my love. No matter how many times we touch, it always feels so special. Like, my heart could start beating again, special. And I'm sorry you couldn't come with me to visit Lord Reginald. I do still have many dear ones, and although you're my favorite, they need attention too. Yeah, well, thank you for understanding. The visit? It wasn't anything terribly important, just social, really. I haven't spoken with Lord Reginald in a long time. I just decided we were due for a good catching up. Yes. And honestly, I don't know that you would really like him. Despite being a much younger vampire than I, he's a bit old-fashioned. Well, he doesn't really respect mortals. Not much. In fact, he often calls them cattle. Can you imagine? Now, I'll admit that becoming a vampire changes your views of mortals. That's just part of being what we are. I know that some mortals would think that my habit of dressing up my dear ones and setting them around the manor as decorations is a little demeaning. But he is on a whole other level. He obeys Eventide's laws about mortal rights, but it's clear he only does so he can keep living here. Even for vampires who don't care much for mortals, Eventide is a spectacular place to live. Evidently, he feels that treating mortals with more care than he'd like is quite worth the protection. Anyway, I'd rather not talk about him anymore. I wanted to maintain a friendly relationship with him, but perhaps it was a mistake after all. Oh, I'm fine, love. No, I'm lying. I'm sorry. He was just awful. He said dreadful things to me about our relationship. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't want you to see me distressed. It's been a long, long time since I felt so vulnerable. Oh, I'm sure you can imagine all the nasty things he had to say. He said falling in love with you was like lying with a dog. No, that was when I left. He very nearly caught me crying. Something I've not done in over a century. I feel so silly and weak. I do. I'm supposed to be strong for you. You and all my dear ones. And I meant to protect you from all the horrors of the world. How can I do that if I'm reduced to tears by a few unkind words? And poor Lillian, she's the dear one I brought with me. She just looked so shocked. Like she couldn't believe I could be hurt so easily. I think that perhaps that's exactly what hurt me so much. The fear that I can't protect you. I just kept thinking about what would have happened if you had been there with me. How it would have made you feel. I am worried, yes. I'm worried that I'm exposing you to danger again. It happened before, with the Elf King. I set you right in front of a dangerous person, just assuming that nothing would happen. I don't think your life is in any danger from other vampires. Of course, but perhaps in rushing to announce our relationship, I rather may have made you a target for harsh words and criticism. Of course, up to this point, you haven't been outside of the manor much, but the party I took you to just a few weeks ago was supposed to be the start of many more outings. You deserve to explore and meet new people, but now, I'm not sure I can knowingly take you outside when at any time vampires could hurt you with their jeering and their name calling. It's so disheartening to realize all of this only after it's too late to do anything about it. I'm supposed to be a wise, ancient being. Most of the time, I'm thinking 10 to 20 steps ahead, but when it comes to you, I just seem to rush. I just want everyone to see you, to know how important you are to me. Oh, thank you, my love. You're very sweet to say it, but good intentions just aren't enough sometimes. I've been involved in the darker side of politics for centuries, and I've seen countless rulers who wanted only the best from their people, but couldn't perform their duties properly. The last thing I want is to become like them. Do you mean that? I hadn't thought of it that way. I apologize, my love, I really do. I've grown so used to providing for my dear ones, I didn't even consider that you might be making your own decisions as well. You're right. You did agree to this. I didn't force you. That really gives me something to think about. I care about you deeply, even more so than my dear ones. Perhaps I should be trusting you a bit more. But I do ask that you try to understand. No matter what, I truly believe that it's my duty to protect you. You're a mortal, relatively weak, and inexperienced. I want to be strong for you. Because in a place like this, you need someone strong to watch over you. I'll trust your decisions when I can. I will. But please indulge me and let me guide you when needed. Oh, thank you, my love. It's been harder for me to adjust than I thought, but this is what's been missing in my life. A person that I can rely on. I haven't had someone I could consider a partner in a long time. In fact, the last time I did, it didn't end so well. It was actually another vampire. Yes. We began as business partners, but she and I started to become more. It went on for several decades, but we both have strong personalities. We were both very accustomed to being in charge, and well, we did our best to work together. One day, all our disagreements boiled to the surface at once. She ended up leaving Eventide so she could live apart from me. Oh no, we've returned to a friendly relationship, but that only happened after around 50 years of bitterness. We have agreed we're better as friends. You are very different. You're so sweet and gentle. When I'm with you, I feel soothed, not inflamed. You don't try to force your way of thinking on me. And I don't mean that to say you're weak or timid. Far from it. You're actually the strongest mortal I've ever met. But you exude this simple thoughtfulness and consideration. I can trust that you have my best interests at heart. And you respect my own experience. You don't assume that you know better. Oh, thank you for being there for me. I love you so very much. And I want you to understand just how much I mean. I absolutely cherish you. When I first saw you that night, malnourished, bedraggled in that cell, I knew immediately that I wanted to protect you. At the time, all I could think about was how badly you needed me. I never could have imagined then how much I'd come to need you as well. I suppose that's a bit of a weakness of mine. I tend to assume that mortals simply don't know as much as me. Even though I'm centuries old, apparently there are still things that I haven't experienced. I suppose it doesn't necessarily matter how much more than you I know. Knowing one important thing is far more important than 100 little irrelevant facts. In your case, you know how to accept when things are out of your control. You really came to accept your place here in the manor. Quickly, I might add. I've had dear ones that were absolutely inconsolable for months. I think it took you all of a week to settle in. I mean, of course, you're still a bit shy, even now, but kind of like it. Yes, I think it's part of your charm. Might need to borrow some of that ability when I can. I'll need you to help me be at peace with the way things are. But in exchange, I want you to remember to rely on me too. It would be silly of you to start carrying the world on your shoulders when your lover is an ancient and powerful vampire, after all. You can rely on me to handle things for you most of the time. I'll protect you from threats and keep you fed and clothed. That's not about to change. And you know I'll be more than happy to comfort you when you're sad or upset. All I really need to ask is to hear some encouraging words from time to time. I doubt I'm going to suffer another breakdown, like today, but you have a way of making a hard day a little better. Perhaps more than a little. And I do still expect my regular feedings from you. Which, come to think of it, it's your turn today, isn't it? Would you mind if we do it a bit earlier today? Wonderful. Come here, my love. Oh, absolutely sublime.